Okay, just make yourself comfortable now. If you want to close your eyes, that's a good idea. But if you don't, that's fine too. Now you can just listen quietly to the sound of my voice. And of course, you'll be aware of all those other sounds too. Sounds inside the building, sounds from outside, but these won't disturb you. In fact, they're going to help to relax you, because the only sound you need to think about is the sound of my voice. And while you're listening to the sound of my voice, you can just simply allow yourself to be as lazy as you could ever want to be. And as you allow yourself to relax even more now, I wonder if you can perhaps sense the beating of your own heart. Sensing the beating of your own heart, and just seeing whether you can use the power of your mind to slow that heartbeat down, just a touch. Just seeing whether you can use the power of your mind to slow that heartbeat down just a little, so that you can feel your entire body slowing down, becoming lazier and lazier, because you've got absolutely nothing whatsoever to do except to relax now. Nobody wanting anything, nobody expecting anything. So you can allow your whole body to continue to relax and become steadier and easier until it's just taking over like a well-maintained machine of some sort or another. Just taking over smoothly, easily, quietly, comfortably, so that you can become gradually more aware of your whole self. Aware of your hands and arms, just sensing how they are now. Aware of your legs and feet too. Again, just sensing how relaxed they might be, and wondering if it's possible to relax them even more. To be so in touch with yourself that you can actually get your whole body, perhaps, to relax even more. Yet remaining totally alert and noticing now how even your facial muscles can begin to really relax. Relaxing and letting go of the tensions that were there almost, but not quite, completely unnoticed. Just being vaguely aware of the skin and the muscles of your face settling, smoothing out, a good feeling. Wondering just how long all that tension had been there, where it all came from in the first place, and then realizing that you simply couldn't care less. Because you can feel it draining away from you now, and that feels good. And as you continue to sense the beating of your heart and the absolute steadiness of your body's rhythm, you wonder at the fact that you are so absolutely relaxed and comfortable that you simply can't be bothered to even try to move even one single muscle. Even though you know you easily could if you wanted to. I know that you easily could if you wanted to, but you simply can't be bothered to even try. Allowing yourself to just be relaxed and relaxing even more now, as lazy and relaxed as anyone could ever wish to be. And I wonder if you can now manage to relax even more, even though you're already relaxed as it is, possible for most people to ever be. Just finding the last tiny traces of tension in your body and simply letting them go. With each easy, gentle breath you breathe, allowing every muscle, every fiber, every cell of your entire body to be as beautifully relaxed as anyone could ever wish it to be. Just continue to relax, remaining still and receptive, hearing all I have to say. Let your mind become calm, clear, open, as you continue relaxing. Work going to be watching a little play. A play about you, your mind, and your body. Just relax and enjoy as these words slip slowly, deeply down under your skin, making it so much easier to feel the sensations they talk about in place of what you'd usually feel. To see the images they speak of in place of what you'd usually see. And somewhere, deep in the back of your mind, you know what these words speak of, even before they speak. Words of ponies and change. Words of happiness and tenderness. Just let yourself relax into them as you feel the changes slowly, surely, wash over you. Feel as your fingers and your toes slowly start to smooth together, becoming covered in a sturdy, smooth covering as your new hooves begin to form in their place. As they merge together, 4, then 3, then 2, until all that remain are your new hooves. Feel the bones of your legs now as they twist and bend painlessly, giving you the hind legs of a pony. And as they do, you feel it would be harder to stand on just 2 legs now. It's so much easier to stand on all 4s, so much more comfortable. So easy for you to continue to listen as your subconscious gives in and gives your body and conscious mind everything they desire. As your arms now begin to reshape, remold themselves, making it even more comfortable for you to stand on all 4s. And as I continue to speak, tender, almost shy feelings are starting to flutter through your mind. These sensations may feel strange, but you can feel that they are natural to you now. They may be foreign to your daily life, but you know in your heart, your mind, that you enjoy them. Something about them calms your nerves, soothes your senses, to where it feels so easy and right to just let them continue coming onward. Feel as the changes come over your body now, your rear changing into hindquarters as these changes proceed. They may be firm and strong as a stallion's, or they may be soft, full, and curvy like a mare's. And which one of these is happening is entirely your choice. But whichever you choose, you can feel the changes overtaking your body. Every change occurring will still feel good and natural to you as you continue changing, as your body continues to mold itself more and more from whatever you were to the pony you truly wish to be. And as these changes continue, you may start feeling a little twinge at the base of your spine, but that too is a welcome change as a long, soft tail starts sprouting delicately out of it. Now, whether you are a man or a woman, you do have the makings of breasts. They may be small and undeveloped if you are a man, or they may be larger, firm, and round if you are a woman. They may even be somewhere between the two extremes. What matters is that you can feel them shifting downward, moving down your body now as they settle into their proper location, closer to being between your hind legs, right where they belong. However, they felt for you before is how they continue to feel now. All that has changed is the location, shifting to a more pony-like location. And you continue to enjoy these sensations as your body shifts and reshapes itself, painlessly. And even now, there is still another shift for you. For just below your shoulders, you can feel a firm, stretching feeling. You feel a pair of these sensations, one on each side, as a pair of wings begin to sprout from your back, growing outward as beautiful feathers sprout upon them. You can feel them move up and down as they slowly grow out, coming to rest comfortably by your sides, your new Pegasus wings. Now, feel the changes creep closer to your head, passing over your neck as your voice grows calmer, quieter, not very assertive at all, really. A shy, calming voice, befitting the shy pony you're becoming. Feel the changes now move over your head as your ears stretch outward, as they move up your head into a proper position for the pony you're becoming. Becoming more pointed at the tips, longer than they were, assuming the proper shape. And they will go perfectly with the muzzle now forming as you feel your jaw pulling outward, stretching comfortably. A lovely pony head for a lovely pony, as you feel a tickling sensation all over your body, as short, soft fur covers you from head to hoof, leaving you with an entire equine form. Such a lovely pony. Already your mind feels such thoughts entering it, filling it, relaxing it. You feel shy, perhaps a little timid, a little embarrassed at your transformation, but enjoying it regardless. Even as you speak, the voice is calmer, quieter, more shy, leaving only the slightest hints of who you used to be. You'll also find the words you speak being a little different. Everybody would become every pony. Anyone will become any pony, and your mind can work out the rest. You can feel your new body, see your new body. Imagine all the new sensations as you walk around on your hooves. The four-legged gait, your exposed body, your swishing tail, your graceful wings and pointed ears, your muzzle and smooth fur, all yours to enjoy and play in. And you know that you can go back to this state any time you choose. All you have to do is speak one little phrase. I'm a shy pony. And whenever you say, I'm a shy pony, you will feel every change I described here return to the surface, changing you back to the shy little pony from the person you were instantly. For the changes you've made are always here. They're now a part of you, as much a part of you as your heart and mind. And there may be times when you can't be the shy little pony, when the person you were may be required for some reason or another, and when you know that will be the case for you, then all you need is one little phrase. Revert to normal. And whenever you say, revert to normal, every change here will melt away, going dormant until the next time you can be the shy little pony you truly want to be, saying, I'm a shy pony, to become this little pony again. And every time you return to this state by saying, I'm a shy pony, it'll feel even more natural for you, your desire to be the little pony growing ever stronger, just like your desire to listen to the file, to feel the changes sweep over you again, taking you away from your human life and leading you towards the pony life you long for and crave with every bit of your being. And all these things have happened and will happen for you, for you have made the choice to listen, chosen for all these things to happen. And when you wake up, you will already be the shy little pony. And that is a good thing for you, as it is now time for this file to end. Time for you to wake back up, to enjoy your new sense of being first hoof. Waking up on the count of 5, and with each number, you'll find that you'll wake up a little bit more, and the sensations of your new pony mind and body will become just that much stronger. 1, waking up now. 2, more and more. 3, consciousness returning. 4. Almost there now. Just a little more. And 5. Refreshed and